Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, was sagt das Aweis, Perikei Mischne Yud Dalid, Arba Midais, Beholchi Lebeis HaMedrash. There are four Madregais, four levels of Talmidim who go to the Beis HaMedrash. Even though we're going to see two of them don't even go at all. But we mean to say, when you look at all the Inyanim about going to the Beis HaMedrash. Number one, Hailech, there are those that go to the Beis HaMedrash, but Vein Oisei, they don't do what they're supposed to do over there. They don't learn. Or says about Tanur, he learns, he doesn't understand. Okay, Schar Licha Biyada, he gets the reward for going. Then there are those that Oisa, they learn, but Vein Hailech, he doesn't go to the Beis HaMedrash, he learns at home. So Schar Maisa Biyada, he gets the Schar for learning. Doesn't get the extra schar for going to the Beis HaMedrash, or as some learn, by going to the Beis HaMedrash and learning there, he would have been ma'ira others to learn, either directly by teaching them or just by seeing him learning, others will follow. So he gets a schar for his learning in the house, but that's it. Then there's Hoylech V'Yoyse, the one who goes to the Beis HaMedrash and learns, is the chassid. And there's Loy Hoylech V'Loyoyse, the one who doesn't go and doesn't learn at home, he is Rasha. You can learn. Why don't you? Of course, if he doesn't know how to learn, that's something else. But if he can, what's his excuse? The Chasam Sofer says that Hoylech V'Ein Oisa could mean a person who really works very hard to learn. Like it says in B'chikai, say Teilechu, concentrates the best that's possible. But he doesn't fulfill as much the mitzvahs. Okay, but he has the schar for his Iyun and Torah. You have those that learn and they say, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do, that's what I'm supposed to do. He doesn't think into it too much, but he tries very hard to do it. And he chazers the din in what you're supposed to do. That's lasais, tishmru lasais. But he doesn't really think into it. Why? Why does the Torah says it? What's Rashi's pshat? What's Tosfos's pshat? He learns the halacha. So he has the schar maisa. Then you have someone that does both. He thinks deeply into the halacha. He learns with all of his intensity and concentration and fulfills it. He's the chassid, and you have someone. He doesn't learn, he doesn't try to know the dinim. He just doesn't care. That's the person who's referred to in our Mishnah as the Rasha. But there's a way to make him an unrasha. And just start learning.